I'm so honored to be joined by Faith Jenkins, former criminal prosecutor. I mean, somebody who's walked the walk and really exploring the heart-stopping details of these murders. You know, I know in my news reporting career, Faith, welcome in and thank you for being here. I know in my news career of covering this, generally speaking, if a woman or girl is murdered, it's by somebody she knows or loves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hi, Dawn. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the introduction so much. Yes, and that is an interesting fact that we explore in the show in detail. Growing up in the South, in Louisiana, I used to recall just, you know, having all of these instructions about how to stay safe and keeping safe. And what people need to realize is it's really, you know, stranger danger is true, but it's really the person, the people around you. You know, keep your friends close and your enemies even closer, as the saying goes. Because for the most part, these cases, when it comes to someone, especially women being killed, the first people that they turn to are the people that they are in relationship with.
Yes. And by the way, sometimes, in my experience as well, sometimes the tipster who will tip off the police, that's why, you know, shows like this that talk about these situations and really make people, you know, you feel like you know not just the investigators, but you feel like you know that victim. And you know their family. And this first one, you know, this is a mom. But also in my experience, I have to say that a lot of times the tipster is somebody who, you know, they remain silent. They feel compelled, maybe because of another family member. They want to remain silent. But then they finally can be persuaded, if you will, even by shows like this. I mean, have you seen that just the awareness that you raise, you know, by doing this series, raises the awareness of the importance for tipsters to come forth, whether it's something that tragically happened recently, or maybe it's an unsolved crime from decades ago?
Yes, absolutely. We have a couple of cases in the series that were cold cases. And what happens is, with the passage of time, people change their minds about their willingness to talk. It could have been they were in a relationship with someone at the time when the incident occurred, or they were fearful that of retaliation or something happening to them, or they just didn't want to be involved. But with the passage of time, for whatever reason, they change their minds and come forward with information that often will lead to an arrest and someone being held accountable.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing when we, you know, here locally and across the country, obviously, you know, you have such a different viewpoint now as somebody who's worked in the law and order, you know, as a prosecutor, but also you've seen so much in your career. And then as a prosecutor, as an attorney, but now, you know, you're becoming a star on the airwaves, if you will. I mean, this is one of the fastest growing shows of its kind, is it not?
It is. And I think it's because, Dawn, because people relate, everyone can relate to having a relationship in one way or another, whether it's a significant other or a family or a friend. And I think also everyone can relate to having a breakup of sorts, where you go your separate ways from someone at some point in your life. But what people can't relate to, and what they want to get more insight into, is why do people, when these relationships end, why do they feel that someone has to die? Why can't they just walk away?
Yeah.
And we explore the reasons of why. Sometimes it's greed. They have put a number. This person's life is worth $300,000 because of this life insurance policy, or it's insecurity, or it's jealousy. But what you will find is a lot of people in these cases, they haven't had so much of as a traffic ticket. They've been law-abiding citizens their entire lives, and then they commit the most unimaginable act. So I think people are intrigued because they want insight into why. Why do these relationships that are built on love and trust and start out so well and so badly?
And so do you feel like, you know, a show like this one, you know, it's season three of Oxygen, True Crime's killer relationship with you, Faith Jenkins. Do you feel there's a piece of this that is an awareness piece, that what you're also making people aware of is the warning signs that maybe something is going awry and this is not normal?
Yes. It is awareness because we really dig deep into human experiences and extremes of behavior because it's not normal. And at the heart of it, it's about observing people, their choices, and the consequences. And that's where the awareness comes in examining all of the choices that people are making and the consequences as a result, and serving as a reminder of how far some people will go when love turns deadly.
Mm. Well, it's amazing that you're part of it. And Faith Jenkins, just really, I'm just so appreciative that you would come on, talk about it. It's something I love this stuff. I live and breathe news, news and information. But I think for a lot of people, this is also a bit of an escape in the sense that you do feel that there's some resolution and some positive energy to it as well. And do you think that that's a piece of this, that people do hear a lot of doom and gloom in the headlines and want to feel like, well, here are some solutions that are happening as well?
Yes. And what I would love for your listeners to know is that we only choose cases where we have the blessing from the family of the victim. Oh. And they are on board with us telling the story on television, because for us, we want people to know their legacy is not their murder. How they died is how they lived. So for a lot of family members, Dawn, it's important for them to talk about it and to talk about what happened and to talk about their loved one. Now, there is the other side of it. Some family members don't want to be on TV. They don't want to relive it. And we respect that. And we move on to other cases and wish them well in their grieving process. But a lot of families want to talk about their loved one. Because, you know, we don't showcase celebrity cases. These are not people who were in the national spotlight. They were everyday people living really seemingly normal lives. And so for the family members, it's the first time that they get a chance to talk about their loved one and who they were on a national and international scale. So it's important to them.
Well, Faith Jenkins, can't thank you enough. Can't wait. Season 3 of Oxygen, True Crime's killer relationship with Faith Jenkins, premiering Saturday, August 17th, 8 p.m. Tune in. Faith, thank you so much.